The spectre of more federal government investment in dams is set to revive the debate over their effect on the environment. As we heard, the Green Paper also opens up discussion about competition policy. It's taken submissions from some parties who are asking for a tougher crackdown on the power of the big supermarket chains. Lexi Metherill has more.
The Green Paper raises the prospect of federal investment in 27 water projects around the country, but there's no mention of exactly how they would be funded.
The issue is going to be who's going to pay for these dams.
Tony Marr is the National Farmers Federation General Manager of Policy.
But the fact is that if we do want to improve production in existing areas, but also those new areas, whether they be Northern Australia or elsewhere, we obviously need water.
The Green Paper sets the stage for a new debate over water policy.
Dams don't make water, they just stop a river flowing freely.
The Australian Conservation Foundation's Jonathan Lanois says damming rivers can harm not just the environment, but communities and businesses as well.
If you look at the history of the Murray-Darling, for example, the growth in upstream dams in the irrigation sector actually led to a huge decline in the grazing economy and in the fishing economy. The other thing I'd point out is what I remember from the last drought is endless sites of empty dams. Dams don't make it rain, and the last thing Australia needs in the next drought is more empty dams.
What are the alternatives, though, for storing large quantities of water?
We actually need to look at whether storing water is the appropriate way to use water in those particular landscapes. In many cases, to actually impose a dam structure on a river will fundamentally change its flow and may well reduce the existing productivity for downstream farms. Dams in the Channel Country, for example, would harm the very productive floodplain grazing industry. Dams in the Gulf Carpentaria would threaten productive prawn fisheries. So we need to question, is a dam required? And what will the impact on other existing industries and the natural environment be?
The National Farmers Federation's Tony Marr says the priority for primary producers is that water policy is assessed on environmental, social and economic factors.
We'll need to focus on those triple bottom lines, so environmental, social and economic, and making sure that we walk down the middle and satisfy each of those concerns. And that'll be, again, the focus for us from an NSF point of view.
The Green Paper has waded into the controversial area of competition policy, addressing an area also dealt with in the government's competition policy review led by Professor Ian Harper, that is, the area of unconscionable conduct by the supermarket giants. The draft report of the Harper Review has recommended changing competition law to make it easier for the competition watchdog to prove a company's business decision has had the effect of lessening competition. And in the Agriculture Green Paper, stakeholders have also suggested strengthening competition laws. The supermarkets aren't happy. Anna McPhee is the Chief Executive Officer at the supermarket's peak body, the Australian National Retailers Association.
Look, we're surprised by the inclusion of competition policy in the Green Paper, given that it wasn't a part of the original issues paper. And note that the government, you know, has established a competition review process that is underway and stakeholders are currently engaging with.
She's urging the government to be guided on competition policy by the Competition Policy Review.
Well, I would urge them to ensure that the issues are discussed and considered and recommendations made in the appropriate forum, and competition policy should sit squarely with the competition review process.
The National Farmers Federation's Tony Marr says the agriculture sector does have specific competition issues that need to be addressed.
In the ag sector, we are talking about, you know, a large number of producers or suppliers dealing with an increasingly smaller amount of upstream processors and or retailers. So perhaps there's some issues in there. So we just make sure that there is transparency, there is equity, and there is certainty. And what that will do will attract investment to the sector. And that's what the NFF and the farm sector is really looking for, making sure that we've got the capacity to grow and to continue to compete, not only domestically, but internationally.
Interested parties will now have 8 weeks to comment on the Green Paper. It seems likely the White Paper that will follow won't be released as initially promised by the end of the year.
Lexi Metherill reporting.